The mini case this week is a case of a skin and soft tissue infection, and that's the principal objective of this case. However, it also touches on the use of a couple of antibiotics, gives you a chance to review them and their mode of action and a little bit about their pharmacokinetics. It also is a vehicle to introduce you to the concept of resistance in perhaps one of the most important bacteria, and that's Staph aureus. Also, Staph aureus is one of our most important bacterial pathogens because it's loaded with virulence factors. And this is an opportunity for you to look at virulence factors and to better understand their role in the development of infection. Now, in this particular circumstance, you've got a case of methicillin-resistant Staph aureus that's acquired in the community. And if you look up community-acquired MRSA, you're going to find that it's a well-recognized and recently developing phenomena in many settings, like the setting that I've provided in this particular case. Infections of the skin and soft tissue can occur at a number of different levels, so it's going to be important that you briefly review your anatomy of skin and skin structures and underlying tissue, because of course the infection can occur at different levels, and there's different terminologies applied when the infections are small and localized, larger and more diffuse. So when you're looking at discussions or descriptions of these infections, you need to appreciate that the anatomy and the characteristics and extent are important. I've thrown in a number of other things that you may want to deal with, but they won't be the focus of the discussion. Jason comes from an environment where these skin and soft tissue infections are particularly problematic. He has a limited access to healthcare system, doesn't have access to the money necessary to buy antibiotics, and you may want to talk about some of these features and how they complicate the management here. One of the bits of advice that Jason gets relating to the disposal of antibiotics turns out to be not great advice. I've provided you with the link to advice about disposal of medication. It's an important principle that you should learn now and carry through your careers.